Patient name, first name Yahir, that's Y-A-H-I-R, last name Cardona, C-A-R-D-O-N-A, date of birth 8/28/12, date of service 10/17/22. This is a 10-year-old young man. Mom brings him in today due to complaint of a sore throat, started with acute onset last night, also had a fever. Today at our office, his temperature is 100.6. He also has other siblings that have a similar symptoms and illness. Period. New paragraph. Mom is not giving any medication for relief other than ibuprofen and getting mixed results with that. Period. New paragraph. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Period. New paragraph. A complete review of systems was done with this patient and completely negative except for what is mentioned above. Period. New paragraph. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medication, over-the-counter ibuprofen. Medical history, negative surgical history, bilateral ear tubes. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Labs today include a flu and strep test. Both were negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He's well-nourished, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Ears, some very mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area erythema noted. Mild strawberry tongue noted. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly. No lymphadenopathy. Heart. Positive S1, positive S2. Regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs. Lungs clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Skin is intact. There is no detection of a rash. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute pharyngitis. Patient will receive amoxicillin per weight dose. He will take this twice a day for 10 days. Drink plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Return to clinic if not improving. Period, new paragraph. Next patient. Isaac Cardona, C-A-R-D-O-N-A. Date of birth 8/16/08. Date of service 10/17/22. This is a 14-year-old young man here today with right eye irritation and redness. Also, he has had low-grade fevers and sore throat as well. Also accompanied with body aches. Period. New paragraph. No other issues have been verbalized to me today. There is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or other symptoms. Period. New paragraph. blood pressure 140 over 84, pulse 111, respiration 16, temperature 99.3, oxygenation 98%, current weight 169, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, ibuprofen and a rescue inhaler, medical history, asthma, seasonal allergies, surgical history, tonsillectomy, period, new paragraph, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, or secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph. Labs today include a flu and strep test. Both were negative. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Extraocular movements are intact and within normal limits bilaterally. Period, new paragraph. Patient on his right eye does have much erythemic to the conjunctiva. Also, some discharge is seen at the inner canthus. Period, new paragraph, ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, canals are grossly clear, oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema noted, strawberry tongue noted, oral mucosa moist, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, regular rate and rhythm, correction, heart, tachycardic at a rate of 111. It did calm down in the room a bit, however. Still mildly tachycardic at mildly over 100. Period, new paragraph. Lungs clear to auscultation. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute pharyngitis. Acute bacterial conjunctivitis. A patient will be given amoxicillin 875 BID 10 days. Also tobramycin ophthalmic 1 drop to each eye. Q4 hours, period, new paragraph, and for body aches and low-grade fever, he will be given Motrin 400 milligrams TID PRN. Period, new paragraph. He used to get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic or call if not improving.